a man came to the masjid, and he came in and he said, I want to become Muslim. So I take him through the usual explanation of what deen is and things, and do you agree with this, and do you have any doubt? And he said, no, I don't have any doubt. And so he took his shahada. This man was coming back and forth, and sometimes you see him, sometimes you don't. He'd come at night for Isha and leave. And then one night I said, let me take you home. So I said, where do you live? And he told me to drive a certain way. And then we got to a gas station. He said, let me out here. And I let him out. And this man continued to come back. He never asked anybody for anything, but he continued to come back. I said, you know, do you have a place that you stay? He said, Allah takes care of me. I said, how do you eat? He said, Allah feeds me. I said, but you know, it's going to get cold and eventually you need some place to live. He said, Allah will take care of me. This was three times. This man is homeless. He has no job. He walks around with his bags. He comes to the masjid. He's living what we call tawakkul. He's living it. We might have an understanding and an appreciation of the word, but it really was a test in, yes, you believe it, but has it actually been actualized in you? And you find yourself questioning yourself as to the real sincerity of what you say you believe. This is Allah's way of dealing with us, is that He exposes us. And this was an exposing situation that you could truly see where your heart is. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there will be a man whose hair will be disheveled, and basically people will reject him and chase him away from their doors. But if he was to raise his hand in dua, Allah will answer him. And this is what I saw in this man. And what I said to myself, I said, you need to get to where he is, versus him getting to where you are.